move on to the first substantial item, which is the Cooperative Libraries Capital Investment Programme priorities. And Sally, you're introducing the first one, aren't you?
Thanks very much, Lynn. I'm absolutely delighted to introduce the public report for Cooperative Libraries Capital Investment Programme, which sets out major investment of up to £7 million capital investment in our library buildings and also in voluntary sector premises through Community Hubs programme. This investment is very long overdue and I think it's probably unprecedented for a local authority to be making this level of investment at this time. And I'd particularly like to call thanks to Councillor Paul McGlone for full stewardship of the capital programme and the decisions that we've made about sale of assets that we're in this position to be able to invest in our buildings, which we have a responsibility to do both to ensure that they are fully accessible and easy to use. Now we're going to have a very practical focus on health and safety and important things like toilet facilities, baby changing facilities, very practical things to make sure that the buildings can be used to full potential, but also in terms of facilitating wider community use. We're also custodians of important historical buildings, which were bequeathed to the borough by major philanthropists, Henry Tate and Andrew Carnegie, and others that have contributed to the investment in public libraries over the last 150 years. We're also setting out quite a detailed programme which will enable us to draw on other funding from Section 106 and the Outer London Fund. And there are detailed proposals for the individual libraries which we discussed and worked through with our friends groups. Also following the Cabinet report in October, I'm pleased to say we've had the first meeting for the Nettlefold Steering Group. And I'd like to assure people that the takeover of City Screen Cinemas, who runs the Picture House Cinemas, by Cineworld, I don't think is going to have any material effect on the progress in Norwood working with Picture House. They're very excited and engaged about the opportunities there. I'm also pleased to say that there's some quite interesting proposals with St Luke's Church in West Norwood which will enable us to develop community space in partnership with the church to meet the needs of different groups in the world, particularly for some of the older people's activities. And I know that was a concern that some people had expressed about the proposals for the Nettlefold. And I'd also like to conclude by saying the report draws attention to Foxhall Islands, the Cultural Master Plan. We are aware of the population growth in the area and what that will need to mean for facilities and activities for residents in the area, and also creating a sense of place and identity there. So we will be keeping that under review, and I think the Strategy Board has just appointed a team of people to develop the Cultural Master Plan. So I'm very happy to formally move this report and answer any questions. Thank you.
No? Okay. So I have three speakers. The first speaker is Tim Barnsley. You have 3 minutes.
Right.
I realise he's very helpfully provided us with a copy of your
contribution. First of all, the friends of Stratton Library support the recommended option for a number of reasons, including that it does preserve a historic building in the centre of Stratton and that it gives communities a life. We think the option makes better use of existing space, bringing in a disused garden area, providing a single accessible entrance, bringing the Tudor Hall into community use, and the installation of a lift will maximise the use of the first floor. We also support it because it does mean that library facilities will be on scenic sites, which will make it easier for those with children to use the library for their children, as well as being able to use the library themselves, whereas a split facility doesn't allow that. We think it will also be more convenient for also allows different age groups to pass from one sector of the library into the next as they grow older. It also brings all parts of the community together, and this is of course in accordance with the council vision for libraries of bringing the community together. The location of Seton Highroad, we believe, provides a centre place which can offer safe refuge to young people, especially in the West. And a well-designed revamp facility will increase footfall on the highway and bring benefit to local business. Briefly about friends of Seton Highroad, the group is newly formed, but we've been able to meet frequently to discuss this development. We've been engaged with this development, we've worked with libraries. And jointly with the library staff and historians, we held an open day for use of the library, and we had 132 to complete questionnaires, and that's helped inform our information. So although we have to work to tight deadlines, the group does want to make it clear that we're very pleased with the process of consultation and engagement so far. And we hope that Cabinet and Council will support the continued engagement. Both friends with and the library staff, as well as of course external people from the proposal.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thank you. And the second speaker I have is Brian Boyce from the Stretton Society.
I have given out a written paper which I hope has been circulated. I'd like to start by just saying thank you to the staff of the council and the staff of Visit Adams who have worked so hard at this for in a very short timetable, and it has gone through very, very smoothly, and we are very pleased with the consultation. The society would like to commend the cabinet to the cabinet the most excellent report by Visit Adams on the library condition and options appraisal. The Society supports the recommendations made in the report of the option to redesign the interior of the library and the reuse of the Tudor Hall as a community facility. We are adamant that the whole service should remain on one site. The Society notes, however, that this is the second assessment of the needs of the library service and building and the associated aspirations of the community, to have been produced in the last 6 years with similar recommendations. Many recommendations of the previous report were not implemented. We hope this will not be the case when this current report goes forward. As long as the new report shows the needs of the library staff in providing the library service and that funding becomes available, then the move to change the library into a new progressive service should proceed. The use of Tudor Hall as a multifunctional community building will go a long way in meeting the desperate need for a community space in central Stretton. It is hoped that specific stakeholders, or as I like to call them, co-producers, or I think the council like to call them co-producers, will be able to use this space at an affordable fee. One provision perhaps not emphasised sufficiently in the report is that of a rotating heritage display / corner. Now that history is back on the national curriculum, such a provision would help in the understanding of Stretton's changing past. This element of the library service the Stretton Society would be happy to fulfil. The Stretton Society therefore asks that together with the Friends Groups and Stretton Action, we are involved in decision making in future developments on this historic and iconic site. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be relatively brief. We obviously welcome the spending on libraries. I think this is a good plan. I think it's fair to say that it's long overdue. I think it's particularly useful in clarifying the Council's intentions regarding libraries, because there was a degree of doubt that there are certainly some libraries for some period of time. So I'm glad to see that this puts some of those to bed. I also think it's sensible to see the involvement of the private sector in some of the plans. For example, that is full hall in terms of the cinema, because that will hopefully mean we can get a better level of service and provision for local residents without the council taxpayers having to pick up the bill to such an extent. I also hope there'll be opportunity for the plans as this moves forward for a degree of flexibility within there, because it can be mildly crucial for the mix. In my own ward, Manette's library, there's an aspiration for that to become a cultural hub and to link into a number of other buildings in the area. And that's not currently reflected in this document because the plans are still at an early stage. So I do hope there'll be the opportunity for that, for flexibility to reflect that as it moves forward, because that scheme would be a huge benefit to the area. Four very short points I wanted to make. Firstly, around planning section 106 and community infrastructure levy, there's an ongoing issue at planning committee where the formula that's used gives very, very little money to libraries and a lot of money towards other things. I don't want to create a hierarchy of what's important, but for example, public arts always has a very large sum allocated within the formula, but libraries a very small sum. And what tends to happen is members of the committee then just ask, can we switch them around? So libraries benefit. So I think there's a piece of work to look at the formula we use in SIL and Section 106 to ensure that libraries do get more funding from that, because that will certainly help to deliver these plans. We'd also support the comments from the Streatham Society and that Streatham Library Friends Group as well. It is a good plan for that space, and we look forward to seeing that happen. One query I would leave on the table is around the archive situation, because the council's aspiration is still that to move to a more central location, which leaves a degree of doubt over the future of Manette Library, but hopefully the cultural hub aspiration can help address that in a positive way between residents and the council. And then finally, I hope the council will continue to support Friends groups as these plans move forward, and particularly involving them in discussions in terms of what the priorities are and how the money is spent. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Steve.
Would
any of the officers like to come back?
First of all, the comments are welcome. It's part of a constructive ongoing dialogue that having friends off and various colleagues. The only one, well, the two that's outstanding is the section 106, where we're already making progress with our colleagues around that. And we've both seen some benefits through the work that we're doing between Waterloo very quickly and section 106. The archives, we deliberately left to one side because we simply can't tackle every problem in one go. The archives are on our agenda, definitely in a positive way, but it will be until probably 2014 to really get down to putting some proposals forward.
Thank you. Members of Cabinet, anybody want to contribute to the item? Jim?
Yeah, thanks, Liv. I think just briefly to welcome this. As Sally has said, it is unusual for a local authority, particularly in London, where we've seen extensive library closures, other local authorities to be able to say that we'll be delivering a comprehensive library service from the existing estate. The estate we've had in land back in London for some years. Genuine partnership between local people taking a lead role in the management of local assets and the council providing a networked and comprehensive service across the borough, but also funds to make sure that what's there is really what local people want. And just as an example, I mean, the Carnegie Library in my region, again, alongside the other libraries, I welcome the investment there as a very active group of stakeholders that I know officers already. Close relationship with. I would really want to see them as just one example, but we've heard from other examples both tonight and previously. We really need to see the council work very closely with all of those groups to make sure that.
big thanks as well to Tim and Brian and all the other members of the community groups who have been so much and will continue to contribute so much. I know that your expertise in the community is absolutely invaluable. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In relation to Section 106 and the Community Infrastructure Levy, then I think investment in cultural services as part of our infrastructure environment is really important. I think given the level of investment in libraries, my more pressing concern is to make sure the school delivers investment in parks, particularly our buildings and parks. So quite significant infrastructure needs there that we really need to think about and look at the formula, but I think the points are well made about public art. So I can reassure everybody on the archives, as Dave Harris said, we are going to look at them, we can't do everything at once. I do slightly live in the fear of being featured on the programme, Who Do You Think We Are? And trying to fill in a rather depleting basement in the library. So that is something that we are going to look at. And I think I finally would say, I think with the friends groups, we've all sort of collectively, it's been a really big collective effort to try and work through some very difficult issues on funding and investment. But I think it is clear in the future rounds of public expenditure from the sort of national discussions that I don't think parks, libraries, arts and wider cultural sector can absorb many more without having very serious damaging consequences. And I would hope that colleagues who are in the opposition parties on council, but in the governing parties nationally, would make representations to those effects, because I think further cuts would be very difficult for us to manage. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Sally. I'd just like to add my congratulations for the work so far, and thanks to the friends of the opposition group. And can we agree the recommendation set out in the report? Now we're moving the item 8, primary and secondary school.